I want to ask you one more question. Drawing on your experience as Deputy Secretary under Governor Jim Doyle, tell us about how to make the relationship between a governor's office and where you sat, the agency leadership, as productive as it can be. Are there lessons that you learned over time that would be transferable to other agencies and other states?
I think the biggest lesson, and I think this is so hard when you're coming into a political appointee position, is that you feel so much pressure to make sure that things get done fast. And sometimes fast wasn't the best way to approach it. And I noticed my patience was not as great as it was in my regular life. And so looking back, it was interesting that we always felt like we had to get things done so fast. And sometimes just stepping back would have been helpful. But you don't learn that when you're in the moment. You learn that because you're looking back and reflecting. And I think in every administration, you're going to find this, that there are different ways to approach it. And if I had to develop a system, I think I would have tried to use the cabinet more as a sounding board than using just a governor's office, because I think there are so many good ideas that do come from the agencies that often get dismissed because they're not coming from the people that are surrounding the governor every day. And somehow there needs to be a back and forth with that. And I think in when you're trying to get things done, it seems like a one-way street instead of a two-way street. And so when you're on the receiving end of that one-way street, I think you feel the pressure then to get it done. And that's where you lose your, I think, the good leadership skills that you typically have get diminished because you're not being creative, you're just being reactive.
The one-way street meaning directives coming from the
directives coming, yeah.
From the governor's office.
Right. And I think we did get to that point during the Recovery Act. I thought that the creativeness, the two-way street was very evident. And maybe it was because of the crisis that they really, everyone was coming together, but there was great creativity within our division and in our department that I think really advanced public policy very quickly in a crisis mode because it came from the experts in the field and from the divisions. That coming together, I think that really was the model I wish we would have used at the beginning. But it took a crisis to get us there.